excited. Can't wait to get started.
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago. Festivus.
When it's over, it's the best. That's my favorite.
Who is Marcus Lashkat?
Less is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippo.
The love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of the...
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel Lawrence Taylor about to sack us. Is that weird?
That is kind of weird.
I don't know why.
So what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. We're back for another week, Fantasy Football Festivus. I'm excited. We are very, very close to actual real football season.
We are, which is, a week away? Is it or almost a week?
We're
2 weeks.
It's about 2 weeks.
Marcus Lashkat, joined here by Steve Lippo, sports producer here at WGN. I'm
hey,
a feature guy on the 5 o'clock news.
I'm the sports guy you never see.
That's right. And we now have an email address. Is that right?
We do.
What is it?
It is fresh. It is new. It is hip. All the kids are emailing it. It is fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. So fantasy and then FESTIVUS, Festivus, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com.
What was it? FantasyFestivus@gmail.com?
That is it. And you know what you can do with that email address, Marcus?
What can you do with an email address?
We brought it up last week. We are going to challenge you in an actual fantasy football league this year. And to get in the league, here it is. Are you ready? Email that email address.
That's all you have to do. All you have to do is email that address, and you could play fantasy football with us.
No requirements. You could be the worst fantasy football player ever, and we will take you so we can beat you mercilessly.
That is pretty amazing. What an amazing opportunity, if I must say.
If I wasn't already in the league because I created the league, I would probably email the email and sign up again.
All right, so on this edition of the podcast, we are going to look ahead, one, at that draft, but also I had my first draft last night. Have you drafted yet in a league?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to my first draft. It's about a week away. My friends tend to like to make sure all the lineups and depth charts are set before they start picking.
Which is good because, we're in a league. This is with my college buddies from the newspaper, and it's a lot of fun. It's very inappropriate what goes on in that league.
Which is
for another conversation probably. But the guy who's a commissioner of the league, everybody rags on him. He gets annoyed with the league as a super fantasy guy, and he really wanted to have the draft so he could practice for all of his more important leagues than this one.
See, I would have boycotted.
Yeah, and a lot of people were thinking about that, but then we're just so lazy at the end of the day. We're just like, let's just do the thing. We did it like 10:30 last night.
Oh, geez.
It's only an 8-team league. It's a really silly league because the
teams... Well, how do you get practice out of an 8-team league?
I know. That's what I said. You know, the teams are just stacked full of players.
They are.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. We'll go through, though, the top 10 picks that went in the draft just so we can kind of see where players are going. Also, Tab Bamford, who I follow on Twitter, he follows me back as well. He sent me... he writes for ChicagoNow.com, does a lot of Blackhawks stuff. He does a great fantasy football analysis. I'm going to ask him to be in our league as well. Hopefully he'll join it. He sent me his – you looked at this.
I did.
His player rankings. I mean, we're talking
like – It is intense.
It is like – if I have it here, sorry for the paper wrestling. I think he ranked like 500 players or something. I mean, it's insane how many guys he ranked. And his number one player – overall might surprise you. Who
really?
Who is number one player?
I haven't looked at that yet. I saw the stack of paper that you brought out.
Which is a great player, but I don't know if I would ever pick this position first in a draft. But we'll get into that as well. And is there anything else we're going to do? I think we're going to talk...
we'll just talk some Bears.
Yeah, I think... Why don't we do that right now? You want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. I play this because... The Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm actually the tenor in that recording. Most people don't know that about me.
The Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Based on that preseason game that we watched the other night. Did you watch the entire game?
I did. I'm one of those people who once a football game starts, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it the whole way.
That was probably the most entertaining end to a preseason game I've ever seen.
I tell you what, Robbie Gould was walking tall in the Bears locker room today.
He drilled 57 yards?
57-yard field goal.
He drilled that thing. It was like an inch over the head of the lineman,
yeah,
and it made it all the way there.
I feel like if any of the defensive linemen just would have put a hand up, it probably would have been blocked. But you know what? It's preseason. We're not giving that much effort, so let him hit the 2-iron from 57 and be a hero.
Do you take anything from the game, fantasy-wise, from the Bears game?
You know, I do. Actually, there's one really big thing I take from game two of the preseason for the Bears, and it's that inside 10 yards, Michael Bush was getting your red zone carries, which I don't know what that's going to say for Matt Forte once the regular season rolls around, but you know, Bush doesn't like to think of himself as a goal line back, but that's sure how he's being used.
Well,
so
he was used that way in Oakland, too, wasn't
he? He was.
And he was relatively successful with that.
Yeah, Michael Bush is an odd player in the NFL. I mean, he's a college quarterback who got basically drafted in the NFL, and they told him...
He was a quarterback?
He was. Yeah, he was a quarterback in college.
I know what
to do. And came in the NFL. He's such a big guy that they said, you know what, you're going to be a bruising running back. But he was one of those option kind of running quarterbacks in college. So he's athletic. I mean, Michael Bush could be a number one running back for a lot of teams.
Right.
And he's just always been in a timeshare. In Oakland, he had Darren McFadden or, you know, a number of other guys he shared time with. Now here he's with Matt Forte.
Now, I want to temper the enthusiasm just a little bit because I remember having this exact same conversation about Chester Taylor.
And Marion Barber?
Right. Well, maybe not Marion Barber. He was sort of on the downhill already,
yeah,
I thought, when he came here. But Chester Taylor specifically, he was always behind Adrian Peterson over there in Minnesota. And he came here, and this was going to be his place where he'd be great, and he'd get to do so many more things. And
true,
it never happened.
He got the full Bears Welcome to Chicago intro with Julius Peppers, the same press conference.
Wow.
And Brandon Manumaleuna, who, dare we forget, has never been seen again either.
No, absolutely.
So, yeah, they were high on both those guys. Those were Mike Martz guys, and we all know what happened to Mike Martz.
I will say, Bush looks good, though. I mean, especially if you're in a touchdown-only league, I would think that he would have to be somebody you would draft.
You know, I think he's going to be a late pick and just kind of see what happens. Someone's going to pick him in your league. If it's you late, then see what happens.
Now, somebody in my league last night picked Alshon Jeffrey. We made fun of that a little bit last week with the Hall of Fame induction and everything else, but
sure,
he had a really solid game again. What is the likelihood that he could be a Bears number two receiver this year?
Alshon Jeffery, you know what? He's still a rookie. You got to temper expectations, but as the season goes on, he could get a bigger and bigger role, and you never know. You know, Devin Hester has never really proven himself to be a great wide receiver. Earl Bennett's always hurt, so next man up.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's
pretty good.
That's good.
All right, so I'm going to make some drops throughout the year, and that's my first one. This is my first crack at doing this kind of radio drop stuff.
You should see the technology we got working back here.
It is
impressively
I'm going to take a picture of this
blank
at some point. All right, so we got some injury news here, of course, and what would a fantasy football season be? Or let's say a weekly fantasy football podcast beat without a Michael Vick injury, right?
Yeah, he likes getting hurt.
Why does anybody ever even play him in the playoffs or in the preseason?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you want to shake the rust off guys and you want to get him some experience, but if
right,
that means he's going to get hurt, I guess you could say if you don't play him in the preseason and you play him in the regular season, he's going to get hurt in the second week of the regular
right,
season, so who knows?
Right, so Michael Vick, he got hit in the ribs if you didn't watch a game against the Patriots the other night. Smart, the Patriots didn't play Tom Brady. I wonder why.
Did you see ESPN promote Brady versus Vick all the way up to the game? Oh, my God, I was laughing
like,
so
here
hard.
Here comes, Brady versus
yeah,
Vick. Everyone's like, yeah.
Big matchup. It's like, not so much.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been diagnosed with a rib contusion after he had an MRI and a CT scan of his rib area. No broken bones, no broken cartilage, many broken hopes for people who drafted him, I'm assuming.
You know, I've been contused in a day.
Right.
It does not feel good.
How did you get contused?
I played sports at one time in
you
my
did?
Life. I did.
Okay. Yeah, so would you ever draft this guy? I mean, what round would you... I mean, he's a backup quarterback at this point. Would you draft Michael Vick as your starting
you know
quarterback
what's,
at your fantasy
You know
team?
Here's the thing. In fantasy football, there's name recognition, and it goes probably a lot longer way than it should. Someone will draft Michael Vick and start Michael Vick in your fantasy league. In the league, we are starting up to face you. Email fantasyfestivus at gmail.com. One of you will draft Michael Vick. It might be Marcus. I don't know. It might be me.
I picked, I think I mentioned this last week, I picked Michael Vick number one overall last year in all my leagues.
Correct.
I was just all in on that bandwagon, and I got burned so bad. And I should have known.
You got to move on. You got to put it behind you. It's a new season. Yeah. Don't draft Michael Vick.
Speaking of often injured, Dez Bryant, who does play, but you know this guy seems to always have some sort of nagging injury.
He is always hurt.
He had an MRI on his right knee, which revealed no tear to a ligament or a tendon. He's going to receive treatment for patellar tendinitis.
Yeah, that's not good.
Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is. Basically, it's one of your ligaments in your knee that controls your flexibility, ability to cut, ability to get off the line quick. When you have tendinitis, it just tightens up and it hurts like hell when you try and do anything.
So this has got to be something that's going to bug him all season, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to rest it and give him therapy and stuff, but it's not something that's going to go away real quick. So I could definitely see him missing a couple weeks. Maybe not right at the start of the year. Maybe they, you know, rest him for a couple weeks, get him ready to go. But it's Dez Bryant. He's always going to miss games. Has he played a full season in his young NFL career? I don't think so.
I really don't think so.
If he has, he's gotten hurt in a game somewhere.
Well, he's another guy I drafted in quite a few leagues last year, and he was just so frustrating to have on the team because he's so talented.
He's so good.
He has those games where he has two touchdowns and only 20 yards.
Yeah.
And he's just one of those guys that's so susceptible to injury because he just goes up to get balls and he gets clobbered.
You know, the other problem with the Cowboys is they also have Miles Austin, who is a very good receiver in his own. So if Dez Bryant isn't feeling 100%, then they know they don't have to go to him. But sometimes they'll still throw him out there just to be a distraction. Then Miles Austin goes off for a 180 and three touchdowns. And you're cursing the name of Tony Romo because they knew what they were going to do, but you didn't.
Saw this in Pro Football Talk today. Adrian Peterson is on track to play in week one
that
of the season.
That is amazing.
Yeah, he had a torn ACL and MCL in the, was it final week 16 last year, so second to last game.
His knee got blowed up.
That was Christmas Eve against the Redskins, I guess. He will not play in the preseason, but a source with knowledge of the situation, and those never go wrong, says that he is on track to play week one against the Jaguars.
People, temper your expectations.
Really?
On this one. Just because they say he's going to play week one doesn't mean he's going to get more than 5 carries in week one and more than 7 carries in week two. They're going to gradually work him back in. There's no way they're not playing him in the preseason and throwing him out there for a full 30 carries.
Right.
If you draft Adrian Peterson this year in your drafts, make sure you grab Toby Gerhardt and maybe even a round or two earlier than you plan, because you're going to want that handcuff. That's going to be a real big one to have.
With this kind of injury, Can he ever be the Adrian Peterson that he was?
You know, modern science is
true.
It's a heck of a thing these days.
Right, that's pretty amazing. I forgot all about science.
It's science.
Right.
He's probably not ever going to be exactly the same as he was, but guys now with big, giant knee injuries are huge. You know, they come back at 90-95%.
Right.
If it's rehab right now. The fact that he's coming back so quick kind of worries me, like he's going to get his knee blowed up all over again. But it's Adrian Peterson. He's great. So why not take a shot on him if he's there a little bit later than you expected?
All right. So that's all I had really on the injury. Was there anybody else I was missing?
You know what?
Are there any other players in the league?
You know, it's not a fantasy note, but I feel bad for Bears punter Adam Podlesch.
Why?
He apparently is very hurt. He's got a hip flexor, which if your job is kicking things, an injury to your hip, not very good. Although it's his non-kicking leg.
Yeah, it's his non-kicking leg.
Yeah, you're going to see the Bears camp punter in Game 3 versus the Giants this week. Who knows how good he is? I couldn't even tell you his name right now. I think it's
Quigley, isn't it?
No, is it Ryan Quigley?
Quigley, I thought it was his last name.
Yeah.
The only reason I knew that was because
Alex Quigley.
I saw, hey, Alex Quigley is out to punt. I should have showed up to the game. It would have been LeShock out there punting.
It could have been. You don't know. Anyway, but we talked to Dave Tobe today, and apparently he's not doing very well. So this could actually have ramifications for the Bears.
Well, no, the good thing is the Bears won't be punting this year.
That's right. They're just going to have to score on every drive.
Be kicking field goals.
And moving on. Anyway.
Just go for it on fourth time.
Anyway, so.
All right, so let's move on to the draft rankings here. I talked about Tab's rankings.
Get well, Adam Podlesch.
All right, number one, his overall number one player.
Okay. You said it's a position that's going to surprise me.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's surprising.
I don't think he's
not a kicker.
I don't think he's crazy enough to go tight end.
Nope.
So it's got to be a wide receiver.
Right. And so who would that be?
I'm going to go with Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson is his number one overall player.
That's a hell of a guess on my part. But, oh, man. You know, Calvin Johnson, he had such a good year last year.
Could you ever pick a wide receiver number one overall? You have the number one overall pick in your draft.
No, I couldn't do it.
I mean, PPR league, you're stretching it,
I still couldn't do it. I still could not do it.
There's just so much risk for injury with these guys, I feel.
If you're in a PPR league, take a great running back who catches a bunch of balls, like Aaron Foster or Ray Rice.
Yeah, and you know his notes here, he says, you know, the difference between Megatron and the number two wide receiver is the biggest of any position, which is, I was looking through the list of wide receivers, and he's probably right there.
You know what? I think from last year's stats, yeah, but wide receiver tends to be the position where statistics fluctuate from year to year the most. I could easily see another wide receiver finishing the year better than him. Not to say that that's not going to happen at a different position. Oh, man.
I think if he stays healthy and he's on the field all 16 games.
Sure, then he's a great pick.
Nobody's going to finish.
Well, he's going in the top five of most drafts anyway. Definitely the top 10.
I would have a hard time taking a receiver in top five.
As a guy who's done fantasy football for most of my life, it feels like I'm trying to reinvent the wheel if I'm taking Calvin Johnson number one.
So let's go through the rest of his
list
here.
That's a really bold statement. I'd like to see him actually do that. Can we get him in the league and give him the number one pick?
Give him the one spot and see if he does it.
All right.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers. No surprise there. Ray Rice. Then LeSean McCoy. Tom Brady at five. Arian Foster at six.
I was going to say Arian Foster. The mighty Arian Foster fall.
All right. So his next quarterback might surprise you.
You already said Aaron Rodgers.
Number seven player overall.
I'm going to go with Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Judging by Calvin Johnson number one, then we have like Johnny Lions fan over here.
We do, yeah. And he says, should improve on enormous 2011 season.
We had a huge discussion last week about injury-riddled players and injury risks. And the Lions, I mean, their starting running back is already dead. So
yeah, he's on the. You're talking about Jabed Best. And he's out on the. Is he going to be on the pup list?
Yeah, he's not going to start the season. You're going to want to go with Kevin Smith, old school Kevin Smith.
If you are auto drafting, look out because in the draft I was in last night, which was through Yahoo.
Let me guess, Jabed Best is still pretty high.
Yeah, and he was pretty high, and some guys couldn't make the draft. And guess what? About fourth or fifth round, Jabed Best was drafted. He's probably not going to play this season.
That auto draft monster will get you.
Right. So rank your players before if you can't be there. That's the more you know for me. Drew Brees is number eight.
Where's that drop in? That's a great drop in. We got to get that one.
You know, I'm only one man here. I'm only one man here. I'm learning how to use an iPad.
I've promised Marcus that I'm going to help with this podcast.
I learned radio. All right. Drew Brees, number eight.
Okay.
Drew Brees after Matt Stafford. I had Matt Stafford last year. It was great. Greg Jennings, number nine, and Matt Forte rounds out the top 10.
Yeah, that's Greg Jennings. That's an interesting call at nine because he's still coming back from a concussion.
Right, and some other notables after that. I mean, Wes Welker, Roddy White, down at 17.
You can tell this is a PPR league. You know, Roddy White is an interesting call too because I could easily see why am I blanking on their other wide receiver? The guy was a rookie last year.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones. I was thinking I kept on wanting to say Julius Jones. Julio Jones, I can see Julio Jones finishing with
Julius
a better year
Jones.
Than...
Remember Julius?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, that's definitely not right. I could definitely see Julio Jones finishing with a better year than Roddy White this year. There's my crazy Atlanta Falcons prediction of the year.
He has Darren McFadden all the way at 28 underneath Adrian Peterson.
So he's willing to take the injury risk on Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford.
But Darren McFadden is injured a lot. I mean, if you go by last season...
I know.
McFadden
he only played seven games last year.
Man, he was good in those seven games.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's really about it. Andre Johnson, all the way at number 37.
You know what? That just goes to prove that, you know, every ranking, every system you find out there, they're all going to be different. Everyone's got their own opinions on a guy. When it comes to drafting, you know what? I mean, like, at least me personally, I will just take a guy I like. If I'm torn between three guys and I'm like, I don't know who to pick. This guy is maybe a better player. This one's got maybe better projections. But I like this player a little more. He's going to be close to the other guys. I might just take the guy I like because I kind of want to root for my players during the season.
True.
Also, maybe why I don't win a lot.
That's probably why.
Yeah, you know.
This is not a rooting thing. This is serious competition. All right. His sleepers, we'll just run through these real quick. Donald Brown with the Colts. I took that pick last night. I also took Torrey Smith of the Baltimore Ravens.
Very sexy.
A a lot of people saying he could be the number one receiver. Definitely. There, which makes me wonder if he's going to be like the number four receiver.
Still has Joe Flacco throwing to him.
Titus Young on Detroit. So he's all in on the Lions. I'll tell you that.
They can only score so many touchdowns.
I know, but what? How many?
Well, they're not going to run any in. Let's face right. it.
How many did he throw for last year? He had
Stafford?
Like 40 something?
A bunch. Yeah, he was close to 40.
Ben Tate with the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Jared Cook, tight end with Tennessee.
He's going deep for these. Yeah.
Martellus Bennett, tight end with the New York Giants.
Sure.
So, I mean, some of these, if you're in a 10-team league, you're not going to draft half of these.
You know, I haven't checked in on Martellus Bennett. He's the one who showed up to camp at like 340 pounds.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, it says here that he's their new number one.
He was supposed to be, but he got fired.
He did? Yeah, big boy.
Big boy.
So as I said, I drafted last night. Let's just run through the top 10 of that draft.
Let's see what you got. Let's go.
All right.
Number one, Calvin Johnson. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Arian Foster won number one overall. This is a half point per reception league. So I might have taken Ray Rice first if I had the first pick. But I had the second pick, and I picked Aaron Rodgers because it is a 6 point per passing touchdown league.
Ooh, yeah.
So
quarterback's valuable.
Got to go with the quarterback, and as much as it pains me to take a Packer, he's a stud.
So you liked my overall number one that we discussed last week?
Who was it?
It was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. I mean, I would go with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a really solid pick.
Ray Rice went third. LeSean McCoy went fourth. Calvin Johnson went fifth.
I'd say top five.
So there you go. Drew Brees went six. Ryan Matthews went seven, which was another auto pick fail. I feel so bad for this guy. He could not be there in the draft. I think he has both Ryan Matthews and Javid Best.
Does he also have Keyshawn Johnson?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we could go in. I'll talk to the commish.
Does auto draft take retired players?
I think it does.
Okay.
Maurice Jones-Drew went number eight, which.
That's
where are the holdouts, man?
Ooh. That's. Right? I had him in my top 10 last week when we did our podcast, and I actually, Pro Football Talk, today I was reading an article that said MJD holdout will likely last into the regular season.
No way.
I read it, just came out right before we came in here to tape our podcast, so, that's way to bury the lead on that one, but MJD, you may want to wait until the last hours of your draft day to decide what to do there.
Well, even if he does play, it's just like Chris Johnson last year. I mean, it's the same deal. These guys are not practicing. Yeah, he's a stud. He's a great running back. He's a good football player. But, man, I just get nervous with guys who haven't been out there on the field.
You need, as much as players hate the preseason does serve a purpose in training camp and all that.
And the guy I love this year, Chris Johnson. Went number nine. I love Chris Johnson this year. I don't know. I saw some of him in the preseason. I think he looks great.
He looks really, really good this year. I had a friend ask me to draft his team for him last year because he couldn't make the draft. And I took Chris Johnson for him. He was not a fan of me after that because he did not want Chris Johnson. But he didn't tell me that, so it's his fault. So if you're listening, suck on it.
Right, and the same auto draft guy who took Ryan Matthews 7 at number 10 took Larry Fitzgerald over Matt Forte, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Darren McFadden, Trent Richardson, Gronkowski,
so
Roddy White.
Where can this guy just send his money right now?
Larry Fitzgerald, are you high on him this year?
Well, not with John Skelton throwing to him.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
or
I'm
Kevin
not
Cobb.
High on him at all.
Might as well have you throwing to him, I mean, at this point.
Right. That's such an insult to me.
You, I'm saying you could be an NFL quarterback. That's not an insult.
I get what you're saying. Is there anything else you wanted to add? I mean, I think that we're good. I mean, that's,
you know what? Let's. I just want to go over the league one more time. It will email us if you want to get in the league. It's gonna be a 14-team league. Hopefully, that's what we're going for. You play everyone once in playoffs. And fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. FESTIVUS. fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. If you want in. Me and Marcus and some surprise possible celebrity competitors alongside.
We'll get some people. Don't worry. We'll get some people.
Yeah, we will.
You were just waving at somebody.
Yeah, our executive producer, Diana Verdure, is walking by the Edipe, and she
probably
is now
needs the room.
Gone.
She probably needs the room.
We are getting the
Here
get out of
security.
Our Edipe.
Here comes security.
Oh, boy.
All right, we better go. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Bye.